अनन्य पांडे बॉलीवुड की इस वक्त की खास एक्ट्रेस हैं। मेरा सफर उनके साथ में उनकी पहली फिल्म से जुड़ा हुआ है, स्टूडेंट ऑफ द ईयर 2। मुंबई में एक बहुत ही दिलचस्प सी बातचीत हुई मेरी अनन्या के साथ में। उन्होंने बताया किस तरह से उन्होंने एक्टिंग को बहुत ही संजीदगी से लिया है, किस तरह से उन्होंने अपने आप को बदला है, किस तरह से अपने क्राफ्ट में एक पैनापन वो लेकर आई हैं। ये बातचीत आपको बहुत पसंद आएगी, मेरा वादा है।
You are having a phenomenal following amongst the youngsters, which is wonderful. But if you talk about Call Me Bae and CTRL, such diverse performances, are you happy with the way it has been received?
Yeah, I'm happy. A lot of people have been asking me, you know, what's changed suddenly, and I don't feel such a big difference within myself, but I feel a shift in the way people treat me now. I think the general change that I'm feeling is I feel like people take me more seriously as an actor now, especially within the industry, which is very, very gratifying for me. And I think now more than ever, I feel a very strong connection with the audience. Starting with Kho Gaye Hum Kahan, and then Call Me Bae and Control. As you said, a lot of the youngsters, young boys, young girls have come up to me and they've said, how my characters have made them feel something, how they felt represented by my characters, how they feel like it's one of them, one of their friends. So doing something like that when your cinema or your work can provide comfort to people, I think that's a really special thing to have.
That's wonderful. So मुझे आज भी याद है कि जब आपका I think various phases में आप रहे हो, the most wonderful aspect that I found about Call Me Bae was the fact that you're laughing at yourself. और मुझे लगता है कि कोई भी शख्स अगर अपने ऊपर हंस सकता है तो वो बहुत ही हेल्दी है फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल, और फिर उसको कोई रोक नहीं सकता। एंड आई थिंक वी सॉ समथिंग सिमिलर विद आलिया एज वेल। नाउ नो वन इवन रिमेंबर्स ऑल दोज आलिया जोक्स एंड दे जस्ट एक्सेप्ट हर एज दिस फिनोमिनल एक्ट्रेस। व्हाट वाज दैट मोमेंट व्हेन यू रियलाइज दैट इट्स बेस्ट टू हैव फन विद योरसेल्फ एंड जस्ट एंजॉय?
ऑनेस्टली वेरी अर्ली ऑन I've been like that as a person, probably क्योंकि मेरे dad भी ऐसे हैं, you know, he's always been one to take the joke on himself, he's first to crack a joke. तो I was always like that as a person. School में मैं ऐसी थी, but I think in the industry you're still trying to figure out कि how do you present yourself, लोग क्या सोचेंगे. तो maybe I wasn't showing that aspect of mine very early on, but over time I realized that just being yourself is way more you know, fruitful. Actually Vijay had told me this while we were promoting Liger. He said that in the short term, maybe more people will like you if you pretend to be someone else. But in the long run, even if a few people like you for who you are, that's just going to make you feel more complete and happier at the end of the day. So I've just realized over time that being myself, no matter what it is, I'm the happiest when I'm myself and I'm the most comfortable. And actually, that was my favorite quality about Call Me Bae, because even though Bae and I are very, very different, you know, like people think that I'm a lot like Bae, but I'm not, you know, it was a character that I was playing. The one quality that I really liked about the show was that it was very self-aware. You know, we hum jhijakte hain, you know, mazak udane mein khud par, you know, we're like, that'll give people a chance to laugh at us. But actually sometimes that opens up a bigger community, you know, everyone starts laughing together and enjoying something together. It kind of breaks that separation, I feel.
Right.
So that was kind of interesting, that kind of comedy to do in Call Me Bae.
Right. मैं आपके कुछ इंटरव्यूज ऑफ लेट में देख रहा था, एंड सो दे स्टार्ट ऑफ नाइसली एंड फिर धीरे धीरे करके वो इतने इंटेलेक्चुअल हो जाते हैं, एंड
मेरे
ये इन टर्म्स ऑफ द क्वेश्चंस एंड यू नो सर्टेन पॉडकास्ट आई सॉ व्हाटएवर, एंड माय थॉट वाज कि दैट मे बी पीपल हैवंट डिस्कवर्ड द फन साइड ऑफ हर एज मच, बिकॉज यू कैन बी एक्सट्रीमली विटी एंड फनी एंड इम्प्रॉम्प्टू एज वेल। सो ये आपकी जिस तरीके की फिल्मोग्राफी आपके ऑफ लेट आपकी हो गई है, खो गए हम कहां एंड देन कॉल मी बे एंड सीटीआर, सो ये एक जो एक इंटेलेक्चुअल आपसे जो एक अपील की एक्सपेक्टेशंस है, कैसे देखती हैं उसको आप?
पता नहीं, अब मैं आई डोंट थिंक आई कैन फुलफिल देम दैट मच आल्सो, क्योंकि एज यू सेड आई एम क्वाइट अ लाइट हार्टेड फन ऑनेस्ट पर्सन।
ऑनेस्टली
या जो भी मेरे मन में है ऑनेस्टली आई से इट। आई थिंक इट्स जस्ट हैपेंड लाइक दैट, यू नो, द काइंड ऑफ वर्क आई एम डूइंग in terms of the people that I'm working with could be more intellectual, but the work in itself is not that deep, you know, with Call Me Bae and stuff. It's a very simple you know, show about a girl who's finding her foot in a world that she knows nothing about, and at the end there's a very strong message of Call Me Bae. But that also, we didn't say it in a very preachy way, we kind of said it in a very palatable way, in a way that went with the tone of the show. So I think I'm also discovering ki mujhe kya pasand hai. Honestly main sab kuch karna chahti hu. Call Me Bae was the first time jab main comedy kar rahi thi, you know, I've done Pati Patni aur wo, and I've done Dream Girl. जहाँ मैं खुद कॉमेडी नहीं कर रही, आई एम रिएक्टिंग टू द कॉमेडी अराउंड मी. बट इन बी आई गॉट टू यू नो डिस्कवर दैट आफ्टर दिस मैं एक फिल्म करी हूँ जिसका नाम है चांद मेरा दिल, एंड इट्स द फर्स्ट टाइम आई एम डूइंग रोमांस. कि मैंने 10 फिल्में की है पर मैंने कभी हार्ड कोर रोमांस नहीं किया है, एंड आई एम गेटिंग टू डू दैट इन चांद मेरा दिल. माई फिल्म इज कमिंग आउट विद अक्षय सर नेक्स्ट. इट्स अ कॉर्टरूम ड्रामा बेस्ड इन द 1920s, सो दैट्स ऑल्सो समथिंग आई एम नॉट डन. तो एट दिस पॉइंट आई एम जस्ट यू नो ट्राइंग टू डू डिफरेंट थिंग्स.
राइट, बट आई थिंक पति पत्नी वो आई स्टिल रिमेंबर द The interactions was were hilarious.
Yeah, we've had some really funny.
They were like really really funny. Bhumi Pednekar as well, I think she's extremely funny. Okay, agar hum Call Me By ki baat kare, jo aapka trajectory hai, jo graph hai character ka, so it starts off in a certain manner in terms of careless and entitled and a lot of others. But jo uska finale hai, the interaction with Veer Das, and that entire moment is so amazing. आपका किस तरीके का प्रोसेस होता है टू हैव अ सर्टेन मेंटल स्पेस मे बी टू स्टार्ट विद एंड देन यू हैव टू बिकम कम्प्लीटली समथिंग एल्स बाय टुवर्ड्स द एंड ऑफ इट.
आई तो जब मुझे शो ऑफर हुआ था, मुझे सारे एपिसोड साथ में मिले थे, 8 एपिसोड साथ में मिले थे. सो आई रेड इट एज वन स्टोरी एंड आई रियली लाइक्ड द आर्क दैट इट वेंट थ्रू. इवन दो उसके लाइफ में इतना बड़ा चेंज हो रहा था, एज अ कॉज शी नेवर चेंज एज अ पर्सन. एट द कॉज शी वाज स्टिल दैट काइंड लविंग पर्सन जो किसी और को कभी जज नहीं करती थी. एंड आई रियली लाइक दैट, क्योंकि फिल्मों में जब हम ट्रांसफॉर्मेशन दिखाते हैं सब कुछ बदल जाता है अबाउट अ पर्सन, बट रियल लाइफ ऐसे होता नहीं है. यू नो व्हेन यू हैव अ ट्रांसफॉर्मेशन, कुछ चीज़ें आपके बारे में जो कभी बदलती नहीं है. एंड आई रियली लाइक दैट अबाउट बे, दैट इवन एट द एंड व्हेन शी इज हैविंग द शो डाउन शी इज स्टिल दैट काइंड ऑनेस्ट रियल पर्सन. एंड आई फील लाइक शी ऑलवेज हैड दैट साइड टू हर दैट कम्स आउट इन द एंड, यू नो. पर कभी उसे किसी ने पूछा नहीं था. ग्रोइंग अप शी ग्रो अप इन अ फैमिली where her mom and her dad just wanted her to become a housewife and be a trophy wife and all of that stuff. And that perfect daughter, to kabhi usse koi seriously leta nahi tha.
Right.
She probably had all these views and these strong opinions, but no one was giving her that platform. And through this journey, she found that platform, which I really liked.
Right. Okay. And interesting cheez ek ye bhi hai ki that aapko ye hang-ups nahi hai ki aapke opposite there has to be like a big hero or anything of that sort. So Kho Gaye mein you had Siddhant, of course he's a wonderful star, but agar hum Call Me By ki baat kare aur agar hum CGRL ki baat kare to wo they are not like those big names like
up and coming,
up and coming. Of course they're like good actors, basically those are like characterizations. Ye bhi ki aapko kuch hata conscious ek decision hai or maybe it is something that has come your way and you just went with the flow.
You know, when you're choosing a project, you have to think of many things, and it's not possible ki har project mein aapko sab kuch mil jaye. You know, if you want to do those films jahan maybe the female character is the most important, then realistically we were just on a round table right now jahan you know women in cinema ke bare mein baat kar rahe the, and realistically not every big star or male hero is going to agree to play a smaller part or play second to the female. To agar aapko realistic rehna hai about it, then you have to probably find a good actor, as you said, who's going to fit that part. You're probably not going to get every, you know, you're not going to tick every box all the time.
Right.
So sometimes you just have to do what fits, you know, the show or the film in that sense. And the film has to be the hero, or the show has to be the hero, the script has to be the hero. You can't, you know, start thinking ki it will be better agar ye aa jaye wo aa jaye. That thought process only, I feel it ruins a lot of things. So the way I'm approaching things right now is mujhe achhe kahaniyan, you know, I want to be a part of good stories, I want to do good characters, and if that means that I'm not working with the biggest stars, that's okay, because there'll be different films for that, you know. So you can't satisfy every box in every film.
Okay, what sort of reading do you do?
What sort of reading do I do? All kinds. I had phases jahan main non-fiction like aap kitabon ke bare mein
baat kar rahe
ho. I thought scripts. I had a phase where I was very into non-fiction. Right now I'm in a fictional phase, so I'm reading this book called Tomorrow and Tomorrow and Tomorrow, which is like this saga of two people who've been friends growing up, and there's a bit of love story and all of that stuff and rivalry and revenge. So right now I'm in a fictional zone.
Okay, so reading, for example, watching movies, diverse movies, how much of this phenomenon of self-education is important for you?
So मैं कभी कॉलेज नहीं गई थी, यू नो. आई लर्न एवरी थिंग दैट आई न्यू अबाउट फिल्म ऑन अ फिल्म सेट, एंड फॉर मी दैट्स द बेस्ट एजुकेशन, यू नो. तो देर आर डिफरेंट काइंड्स ऑफ एजुकेशन, आई वुड से देर आर, यू कैन गो टू एन इंस्टीट्यूशन, अ स्कूल, अ कॉलेज एंड लर्न. एंड एज यू सेड, द सेल्फ लर्निंग, जहाँ आपको जिसमें दिलचस्पी है, यू कैन रीड अबाउट दैट एंड लर्न अबाउट दैट. एंड नाउ विद द इंटरनेट, विद the ease into, you know, access itna aasan ho gaya hai, you're able to get a lot more information. So when it comes to, for example, this movie that I'm preparing for, it's based in 1920s. And maine school mein history nahi padha tha. You know, I had taken geography as a subject. So when I was preparing for that character, I had to go back and read a lot of history books. I had to read about the incident that's taking place in the film to be better informed about it. So right now is the time for, you know, self-learning, because you kind of have so much more access to do that.
Right. Okay. Jab aap auto mein aap travel karti hain, aur ek jo ek आम जिंदगी होती है उसको आप जीने की कोशिश करते हैं अपने किरदारों के जरिए, हाउ मच ऑफ अ लर्निंग एक्सपीरियंस इज इट फॉर यू, बिकॉज दैट्स नॉट द कॉन्टेक्स्ट दैट यू बीन बॉर्न एंड ब्रॉट अप इन. व्हेन यू गेट टू गेट एक्वेंटेड विद लाइक से ऑर्डिनरी पीपल एंड यू लिविंग विद देम एंड प्लेइंग देम एज वेल एट टाइम्स, कितना आपके लिए एक तजुर्बा होता है अपने को पहचानने का अंदर से?
I think as an actor I'm very blessed कि मुझे मौका मिलता है that I'm able to play all kinds of, you know, women in our country. And because of my work, I've also been able to travel within India a lot and meet people. And you don't even actually have to travel on a film set. There are all kinds of people. If you actually just sit and speak to someone on a film set, they come from such a different life. So actually, I've learned a lot from just talking to people on sets. And contrary to what people believe, growing up, my life, you know, simple hi thi. You know, my dad's obviously an actor, but I think मेरे पेरेंट्स इन देयर बेस्ट पावर दे ट्राई टू कीप माई चाइल्ड हुड एज नॉर्मल एज दे पॉसिबली कुड. तो आई थिंक नाउ द रिकग्निशन ऑफ कोर्स सिंस आई बिकेम एन एक्टर इज इंक्रीज, बट बिफोर दैट आई वुड डू नॉर्मल, यू नो, टीनेजर थिंग्स दैट यू नो गर्ल्स इन आवर कंट्री डू.
राइट. ओके. एंड जैसे हमने शुरू में जिक्र किया कि आपका जो फैन फॉलोइंग है वो जबरदस्त है, एंड स्पेशली यंग गर्ल्स एंड यंगस्टर्स दे टेंड टू फॉलो यू, दे लुक अप टू यू, दे वांट टू ड्रेस लाइक यू. कितना एक जिम्मेदारी का एहसास होता है आपको इस चीज़ को देखकर?
बहुत जिम्मेदारी होती है. आई हैव अ यंगर सिस्टर, शी इज 6 इयर्स यंगर देन मी, एंड आई हैव सीन हाउ इम्प्रेशनेबल यू नो इट इज. शी सीज समथिंग एंड शी वांट्स टू ड्रेस लाइक दैट. शी लाइक्स एन एक्टर, शी विल यू नो काइंड ऑफ डू द हेयर स्टाइल. आई आल्सो यूज्ड टू बी लाइक दैट, टू एन एक्सटेंट आई एम स्टिल लाइक दैट आल्सो. तो यू नो इन स्पाइडरमैन देयर वाज अ डायलॉग विद ग्रेट पावर कम्स ग्रेट रिस्पॉन्सिबिलिटी. सो ओवर टाइम आई हैव रियलाइज्ड दैट रिस्पॉन्सिबिलिटी विद माई वर्क विद खो गए हम कहां. आई हैव सीन दैट डायरेक्ट इम्पैक्ट दैट my on-screen presence can have on people, and I've started taking that a lot more seriously. I'm way more cognizant and aware of the kind of work that I'm signing. Saying one dialogue on screen can also leave such a lasting impression on young girls and young boys' minds out there. You have to be very careful about the kind of work that you're putting out there. Obviously, we work in a creative industry. Everyone's free to make the kind of films that you do, but you also have to be aware that you are impressioning, as you said, a lot of young minds.
So jahan par aapko ek appreciation milta hai, ek adulation milta hai, at the same time you also get trolling. I think aapne recently mentioned kiya hai ki it has impacted you, it has affected you adversely as well. How have you learned to deal with it over the few years?
I think now I'm pretty chill about it. जब शुरुआत हुई थी, obviously it used to bother me, क्योंकि मुझे समझ नहीं आ रहा था उस टाइम पे इतना गुस्सा क्यों था लोगों में, like what were they upset about at that time. And over time I think I've kind of made peace with it. I've realized कि you know just work hard and nothing really beats that. At the end of the day, if people like your work then they will like you also.
Right. And क्या आपको ये भी बॉदर करता है कि बहुत बार हम देखते हैं, जैसे मैं आपके इंटरव्यूज में आपके देख रहा हूँ, मैंने आपके इंटरव्यूज पहले भी देखे हैं, आपके साथ किए भी हैं, बहुत बार जो क्वेश्चंस होते हैं उनका रेपिटेशन होता है, यू नो, वही सेम चीज़ जो शुरू से होती आई है, वो एक टर्मिनोलॉजीज हैं और वो नेपोटिज्म है, दिस एंड दैट, बार बार वो सब चीज़ें होती रहती हैं. डू यू एट टाइम्स फील बोर्ड ऑफ इट? डू यू फील लाइक टेलिंग दैट मे बी इट्स डन टू डेथ नाउ?
I hope मेरे answers बदल रहे हैं, you know, maybe the questions are not changing, but मैं answers नए देने की कोशिश कर रही हूँ. But ये होता रहेगा, you know, since it's not just happening with me for
years. But does it bore you? Does it bore you after a point of time?
No, it doesn't bore me. I think this is also a part of the job. And you know, sometimes when you'll ask me the same question, I also think of a different answer. Sometimes, you know, मैंने कभी ऐसे बैठ कर नहीं सोचा अबाउट ट्रोलिंग और नेपोटिज्म. इन माई फ्री टाइम आई एम नॉट सिटिंग एंड थिंकिंग अबाउट दीज थिंग्स, बट वैन यू ऑल आस्क मी द क्वेश्चन, डिपेंडिंग ऑन द मूड दैट आई एम इन, समथिंग एल्स कम्स फ्रॉम विद इन मी. सो एक्चुअली हेल्प्स मी ऑल्सो अंडरस्टैंड माई सेल्फ अ लॉट बेटर. तो आई एम ओके.
ओके. एंड आर देयर एनी आंसर्स टू क्वेश्चंस दैट यू ऑलवेज रिहर्स्ड एंड मे बी दोस क्वेश्चंस हैव नेवर बीन आस्क्ड टू यू?
um First, I used to think that I used to get so scared that you know, they'd only ask some GK questions and stuff, but actually, no one really ends up asking too many GK questions. So, first, right. I used to think that I have to study and I need to go. It's like giving an exam, but aisa kuch nahi hota. So, please don't ask me because no, I'm not prepared anything.
I'm not. No, I'm basically saying that I've noticed that actors really, really keen to talk about the craft. That many a times is not asked that much. The emphasis is more on gossip.
Yeah, then. Actually, I'm feeling that change now, recently with the interviews. That, you know, pehle I used to feel ki mere saath sirf rapid fire khelte the, and they used to just ask me those kind of questions. But I feel like over time now, games khelte hi nahi hai. So now when someone comes and says game khelenge, I'm very excited. So I feel like it's actually the opposite now for me.
Okay, so what is it about the craft as far as you are concerned that you feel has seen an evolution from your first film?
Everything. I feel like, you know, when I started out, I didn't have a process. You know, mujhe sirf actress banna tha. And jo bhi mere directors kehte the, I used to do that. You know, I wasn't a thinking actor. I still am a director's actor. But now I still feel ki main contribute kar sakti hoon. I feel like main apni opinions de sakti hoon. I feel like I can bring something to the character. And if the director is not okay with that, it's fine. You know, maine at least I asked and I questioned something.
Right.
So now I feel like I can have a voice. Maybe I think that's changed a lot.
What about writing? How important is writing for you when a project is there?
Writing? Inherently, writing doesn't come to me. I'm not someone who's... I'm more of a reader than a writer. But...
Writing as in film writing.
I know. That script, I'm saying that also. A lot of people have said that, you know, now, like when there was a phase ki mujhe kuch pasand nahi aa raha tha, I wasn't understanding ki main kya karun. So some people were like, why don't you write your own film? And I'm like, mujhse nahi ho payega. Because that's not, you know, some people have a knack for that. They can do that very well. Even in scenes, they're very good at changing lines around and writing a scene. Some actors have that. Mujhme, that doesn't come naturally. I gravitate towards films based on story a lot. You know, I don't have too much idea about screenplay. I don't know that too much. I listen to it like an audience, or like I love reading. Even when I'm hearing a narration, I always ask to read the script also, because I feel like then I can build my own imagination. I can see the world with my own eyes a little bit. And but story is everything, honestly. Now with the kind of films that are doing well also, you can see that more than ever. That's the most important.
What is your ambition like?
About phat-phat questions, I'm not getting time to think. What is my ambition? I want to be the best possible actor that I can be. I don't want to live by anyone else's standards or fulfill anyone else's ki ye karna hai, wo karna hai. As myself, as Ananya, I've learned so much in the last 5 years, and I just want to keep growing and be the best possible actor that I can be. And keep doing what's next. You know, it never ends. There's always something new to do. So I don't want to ever get bored.
Okay. And I was watching one of your interviews. You said that you are not competing with anyone. You're competing with yourself.
I know, it's very generic sound karta hai, but
right.
It's true.
But I think that's the best way of competing as well. Excellence ki kya ahmiyat hai aapke liye?
Excellence ki definition, I think there's beauty in imperfection, honestly. That happens on sets also. You know, sometimes we're so stuck up ki mujhe ye sahi karna hai, sahi karna hai. Sometimes the best moments happen in mistakes. There was one scene actually, jab hum control shoot kar rahe the, when my mother in the scene, she has to like, you know, she was playing cards or something, and something was wrong with the focus that day. You know, we had to do many, many takes because focus galat ja raha tha. So everyone was feeling very hot and everyone was very tired, and it was the last shot of the day and sabko khatam karna tha. So my mom in the film was playing cards, and it was like we had one last time to do it. And while she was shuffling the cards, something happened and she did this, and the cards just flew in the air. Normally someone would have been like, cut, phir se karo. But in that scene, I was supposed to be bored, but I got irritated with her, and I was like, but it just worked for the scene, you know. So that imperfection, sometimes there's beauty in that. So I don't really associate excellence with perfection.
All right. Now you're playing a romantic lead for the first time. What is your ultimate romantic idea as far as on-screen romance is concerned? Any reference that you have, and what is it that chiffon saris or...
Pyar dosti hai kind of person. I'd heard that in my childhood when I watched Kuch Kuch Hota Hai for the first time, and that's been my... It's become my rule for love in life also.
Right.
So I'm that pyar dosti hai. That's my idea of romance.
Okay, and I'm also talking about the visual part of it in terms of chiffon saris and the hair and the clothes and the music
both
and the soft lighting and the locations.
That's there. That's what's there. Obviously, your... the chiffon saris and songs, lyrics of songs. You know that like in Kabhi Khushi Kabhi Gham, there's Suraj Hua Madham. Obviously, there's this one dialogue. There's one line in that song where main chalta raha zameen. You know, so it's like actually now lyrics are not the same as they used to be. So I really like lyrics. And Yuhi Milo Ham Se Tum Janam Janam. It's just there in the song, but it means so much. We've been missing your voice. You have to sing.
No, but yeah,
you are the true singer. I'm gonna make you only sing. But for me, like romance in that way is lyrics. I really like some lyrics have really stuck out.
Right.